Over the years, these four walls of Marsh Chapel have seen my faith evolve and change with the lessons I've learned and the people I've met. With a humble breath, I give you what my faith means to me now. I believe in God. I may have rejected the anthropomorphic father with a flowing white beard for something that resembles the Force more than Father Time, but still it is a divinity. I may not be able to understand it, but I can surely recognize it in the songs we sing, in the faces of those I love, and in the simple caring hug that speaks volumes and calms a wounded heart. I believe in a loving God that loves us enough to let us make mistakes, which brings me to the second point. I believe in freedom. I believe that all people are free to be whoever they want to be. As John Connors once said, there is no fate but what we make. Only our own actions and choices can dictate which of the infinite possible futures that can come into fruition does in fact come into being. God may have written the beginning of the book for us with a few of the supporting characters, but we are the editors with an infinite supply of red ink. It is up to us to create a main character we can be proud of and surround ourselves with people whom we love. Which brings me to the third point. I believe in companions. No, not just friends, but companions, those that travel through life with you because they are companionem, from the Latin cum, with, and panis, bread. Those that you break bread with and commune with. After his resurrection, Jesus was not recognized save in the breaking of the bread. And I have come to recognize my Lord in unexpected and wonderful ways. Every meal with believers, non-believers, and everyone in between has shown me that spark of divinity that lives in all of us. It is in this peace that comes from sharing a meal that I believe the spirit of communion can truly be found. Through my companions, I have found the loving community of Marsh Chapel, where I've learned about music, life, love, and faith. I have sung more Bach than I knew existed, and I'm a better person for it, with thanks to Dr. Jarrett. Because of communion and community, I appreciate the harmony that transcends time and illuminates different facets of God. Thank you, Dean Hill. And better appreciate the religion that I have shared every Sunday morning. It is here that I learned the true meaning of passing the peace in every embrace and smile with those I love. And it is here that I learned how to best abide with God, as he surely abides in me. So I leave you with a Bible verse that has helped me through these many years. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 30 through 31. Even youths grow faint and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. Thank you.